Yeah, we're holding the Tzadik Omer Aleph on top by the Mishnah. Mishnah says, kol hamidois, shohoye ba-migdosh, all the different measuring cups that were in the base of Migdosh is hoye nigdoshes. The way they used to measure them was the way it used to pile up on top, used to be gedushim, is with the piling on top of it. Chutz mishol kohen godol, excluding the isorim that was used to measure off the chavite kohen godol, that measuring cup shoya goich lo toichoi, that was like a bigger measuring cup that the whole isorim fit inside the kli itself. You didn't have to have the piling up on top of it, but rather the whole thing fit inside, and they would smooth it down on top. And we had before the chura dislike Rabbi Meir Shittam, that he held there were two esrainas, two different kalim, to measure an isor and a flower. One was Kedusha and one was Mechuka. So all the midos, the regular one was used Nikdoshes, and only the Kohen Gadol, his was used with Mechuka, that's called Goitcha L'Toicha. Now the Mishnah says, Beirut Sehem Kedush, the overflow, Midas Halach, when the measuring cups of lach of liquid, so Beirut Sehem, the overflow of the Kli, was also Kedush. Umidas Hayovish, Mashenkin, when you had a measuring cup that you measured out the flour, the dry things, Beirut Sehem Chel, the overflow of it was Chel, had no Kedusha. We'll see in the Gemara why. Rabbi Kiva says, Midas halach kodesh. Yes, that the measuring cup that you measured liquid with, it itself was kodesh. Therefore, lefikur, therefore, beritzayim kodesh. What overflows, it also has kedusha on it. I will see in the Gemara, he also was nimshach, both the inside of the kli and the outside of the kli. Therefore, what overflows on the outside of the kli also becomes kodesh. Mashen kein, midos hayovish, what your measuring cups you use to measure the dry things, he holds choyl, the chal, even what goes inside it, is also choyl. And therefore, the fikr beret seim choyl, therefore what overflows outside, is also choyl, has no kedusha. So that's where Rabbi Kiva really argues in Atanakamra. Atanakamra's mashma by midas. Yovesh, it's kodesh. It's only the outside of it is choyl. According to Rabbi Kiva, really the midas yovesh bechlal was choyl. So how come what's inside it is kodesh? It's only kodesh, machmas, kedusha sapeh, but not because of the kli itself. Rabbi Yosef says, loy mishum zeh, that's not the reason, ele shalach nekor, viha yovesh eno nekor. Means like when liquid falls in, it gets stirred up, it gets mixed up, so the pshat is, even though it overflows, it's not the pshat, just the top part overflows, but the new liquid comes in, goes inside the kli, becomes kodesh, and then it overflows. Ma'ashen came by yavesh, it does not go into the kli at all. It only stays on top of the kli. So therefore, since it's only on top of the kli, therefore, what overflows the top of the kli remains chol. Only what's inside the kli is kodesh. Now the Gemara says, Mani, who does our Mishnah go like? E Rabbi Meir, if the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir, Yeluchura, Chad Gedusha Hevei, there was only one Kli that was Godush, and there was one Kli that was Mochuk. So what's the Lashon Mishnah? Kol HaMidas Mashma, there were more Kalim, more measuring to do with Nigdashois than there was by Mechuka. And according to Rav Melechor was equal, there was one and one. And it's not the Girsik, it says in the Sheet, the real Girsik should have been Irabi Meya Trehevei, there were two of them. Chad Godush with Chad Mochuk. That should be the Girsa. So who's the Mishnah go like? E Rabbonin, Chod is only one measuring cup for an Isarin, or Mochuk Hevei, it was only Mochuk. So how could our Mishnah say that it's Goitcha? So Mary says, Omer Rav Chizu Chiz, the answer is Liel and Rabbi Meir. And Echnami, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir, that really there were two measuring cups of an Isarin. Or my Kol Midas, what does the Mishnah mean to say? Kol Midas? It means to say, kol medidos. In other words, even though the Taka had two kalim, but most of the time that they used to measure, most of the measures were done with gedushos. Rashi says, kol medidos means show you medidim bo hoyo gedushos. Like most of them was piled up and would flow over. Then the Mishnah says, midas halach biritzayim kodosh, by a midas of lach, a measuring cup that measured the liquid, the shema with, so it overflow was also Kodesh. And That's the machlokes whether it was or not. So Gemara says the Maikim of Legi. What's the machlokes in the Mishnah whether the Gedusha is Kodesh or not? It was like the Tanakama of our Midas Halach Nimshecho Beimi Bachutz. Our Midas Halach, the Mishicha, the Gavis Kedusha, was done both inside and outside. So the outside of the Kli also had Kedusha. Therefore, the overflow that came down the outside of the Kli also became Kodesh. Ma'ashen came Midas Yavish, the measuring cups they used to measure off the flour, the dry things. Nim Shecho Mibifnim. When Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshech the Kelim, only the inside of it had Kedusha. V'lo Nim Shecho Mibachutz, but outside had no Kedusha. Therefore, what flow, the overflow outside was not Kodesh, only what comes inside it. That's Shanatanakama, that there's a difference between Midas Halach and Midas Hayovish. Now, Rabbi Kiva Savar, Midas Halach, true, he holds like the Tanakama, Nim Shecho, Beimi Bifnim, Beimi Bachutz. That he also agrees that the Midas Halach, the measuring cups to measure liquid, that was nimshach both mibifnim and mibachutz. Therefore, both parts have kedusha to it. Therefore, what overflows on the outside is also kodesh. But Rabbi Kiva holds midas yovish, the measuring cups that you measure yovish with, lenimshach kolikar. He holds it was not nimshach at all. It had no kedusha at all. Therefore, what overflows is chol, and really even what goes inside should also be chol. And the only reason why what's inside is Kaddish is only because it has a Kedusha's pair on it. And therefore, only what you need, you are Makdish. But what overflows, the part that goes out that you do not need, that you never meant to be Makdish with your pair, therefore what overflow is not the Kaddish. Now, Reb Yesi Savar, Idi V'Idi, Nimshecho Mibifnim, V'lo Nimshecho Mibachutz. Yesi holds no, even the Midas Halach. It was only Nimshach, the inside. Only really what goes inside it receives Kedusha. And not what's outside the Kli. The outside of Kli was not Nimshach, has no Kedusha. So why does he agree that the Berutzei Lach is Kodesh? V'och ha'ino taimo de Lach. You know why by Midas Halach even the overflow is Kodesh? Because Nekar, because it like stirs up, flows over. Omigavo de Monokosti, it comes from the inside of the Kli, like we said. Liquid falls in, you pour it inside, and what goes down deep, that's what overflows. So first it went inside the Kli, therefore became Kaddish. Therefore what overflows already received this Kedusha. But Vahayovich, when you measure dry things, ain't a nekar does not overflow like. In the overflow did not stir it up from inside. Vahi nekar, what overflows, my heavy, so what? Gavra lamaydet tzorach kamechavin is only mechavin if you makdish what goes inside and what you need and not the overflow. So therefore, since the kedusha was only on the inside and not on the outside, therefore the overflow of the yavesh has no kedusha. That's the pshat of machlokes in the Mishnah whether the overflow has kedusha or not. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Dimi ba shishno mishmei derav zoy semeris. From here we hear zoy semeris. That klisharis mekadishin shloi midas. And the Chur according to Rav Yosi that he says the midas halach, even though it's only nimshach mibefnim, but still would overflow this kaddish because as long as it went inside the kli, it received this kedusha, even though you do not need it. Even though shloi midas means what overflows you do not need, so you had no das, it should become kaddish. Still automatically it becomes kaddish. So it's a raya for me that klisharis is mekadishin shloi midas. Ravina says the other Lalamaloch Klisharis ain't Mekadishim Melamidas. No. A Klisharis is not Mekadish anything. Unless the owner of the Bailam has Das, or in the Beis Hamidrash the Kohen has Das, it should become Kaddish. And so how come over here the overflow is Kaddish, I you have no Das to make a Kaddish? Or Gzeira, here it's a Gzeira, Shem Yermu, maybe people will say, Moitziyim mi Klisharis Lachil. That this liquid that falls into the Klisharis, we're afraid if you say what overflows is chol, people will say anything that goes inside the klisharis. Also it's chol. Therefore, now we know usually it's not. Usually what goes inside is kaddish, and when it comes out, it's still kaddish. So the people should not say this. Therefore, the overflow, even though you do not need it, still it's exerim and rabbonin that should have its kedusha. Moiser observes. There he asked the question. It says like this. Sidiras Alechem used to put the lechem on the Shulchan. Let's say they put it not on Shabbos, but they put it a day late. They put it there first on Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni. Sidiras Bezichin B'Shabbos Psula. So if they'll be makter burn the Bezichim on the coming Shabbos, it's possible, because it was not on the Shulchan of complete week. Kate said, Yasa, what should you do better? Yanichenu l'Shabbos Aboy. You should leave it there until the next Shabbos. Even though it's come out, it was on the Shulchan more than 7 days, more than a Shabbos, because that's the Lachom. Sha'afilu hu al Shulchan yom rabim ein mekachlum. As long as it stays on the Shulchan, even though more than 7 days, still it's kosher. Now the question is, Ramai, Hosam Nam, what did I say over there, Rosalemon? Gzeira Shemu Yemru, Mafkidim, Bechli Shoris. Where people will say that you're allowed to leave things in the Kli Shoris, like here, you're leaving the Lechem on the Shulchan. And really, once something goes into Kli Shoris, it gets Kedusha Saguf, usually there's a Psulina. There's a special din here on the Shulchan, it's okay. But why don't we make a Gzeira if you leave it on the Shulchan longer than you have to? People think you're allowed to leave any kachim in the Kli Shoris, even overnight. Gemara says, no, Pnim Machutz Karomis. Yes, and the question of what happens inside the Shulchan is inside the kachim, to what happens outside on the Chutz, I tell you, Pnim Lav Kuli Yalma Yodi. Not everybody knows what's doing inside the kachim, in the Kodesh. Therefore, where the Shulchan was, not everybody knows what's doing there. Therefore, there's no Gzera. People think you're allowed to leave things in the Kli Shoris. Mashen Ken Chutz, what's done outside, though, in the Azor and the Beis Hamikdash itself, Kuli Alma Yad, everybody knows what's doing there. Therefore, would say what comes out of the Kli is Choyal. People will say the things that come out of the Kli Shoris are still Choyal. Therefore, by the Midas Halach, there's a Gzera to say it's Kaddish to Berutzin. But that happens Bachutz. Mashen Ken, what happens on the Shulchan, the Pnim, here there's no Gzera. Marissa Tanan Hosim learnt over there, Tanan Hosim learnt the Mishnah Shkolim, that Moisa Nesochim, what do we do with the leftover of Nesochim, the things that set aside for the Nesochim of a Korbin, for the Mincho, for the Yayin? So it says the Moisa leftover goes to Chayitz Mizbeach. It means when there's no Korbonus to be brought, they bring a Korban Oilo, that the Mizbeach should not be bottled. That's called Lekayitz Mizbeach. Now, my Moisa Nesochim, what does it mean to say the leftover of the Nesochim? So, Rabbi Yosef Omar Birutze Midas. It means the overflow of the Midas. That's called the Moisa of the Nesochim. The overflow of the Shemun or of the Yayin. So here it says it goes L'Kayetz HaMizbeach. Mashman has Kedusha on it, and it goes to the Kayetz HaMizbeach. Rabbi Yechanan says, no, the case of Meiser, the Sochem here means Kaiser Shashin, that we learned. Hamakabal Olov, Lesapik Soltois. If somebody accepts upon himself to supply flour for the Beis Hamikdash, Me'arba, he accepted upon himself to give 4 saws of flour worth a shekel, let's say. Arba Soyim Besela. And Vahikru, later the flour became more expensive. For Yomdu Visholish, now a seller, you only get 3 pounds, only 3 soim of flour. Still the locker is Yesopik Miarba. He has to still give them the way he first said he would give them, and you have to give them 4 soim for the seller, what you recover upon yourself. And what's going to be the opposite way around? Let's say Misholish. Let's say you accept it upon yourself first to give 3 saws of flour for the seller. Then it became cheaper, the Yomdu Mi'arbo, and it came out now that 4 saws are in the seller. So Maspik Mi'arbo, you have to give him more, you have to give him the 4 saws worth of flour. Because the klal is Shayad Hegdash Al Yoyna. The Hegdash always gains on the deal. So this is called the case of Meiser Nesochim. In other words, this extra saw that you give me now, that's called Meiser on Nesochim. And that goes to Kayetz HaMizbeach. The Mashma according to him, he'll hold that the Berutzei Midas, what overflows of the Midas, is not Kodesh. They will not have halacha of Mois and Nesochim, which goes with Kayetz HaMizbeach. So Mora says, Enachnami, Tani Kavosa to Rabbi Chiyah, Rabbi Yosef, we have a proof like him, and Tani Kavosa to Rabbi Yechanan. Tani Kavosa to Rabbi Chiyah, Rabbi Yosef, we have a proof to Rabbi Chiyah, Rabbi Yosef, because it says, Berutzei Midas Halalum. the overflows of these midos, maha yoisim, then what to do with them? It says, im yesh zevach acher, if there was another korban there, yakrav imoy, we would bring it with it, use it for that korban. So mashma clearly the berut said the overflow of the midos have kedusha on it. V'yim lonu, it stays overnight, yis lubelina, becomes possibelina. V'yim lav, and if not, it doesn't have solina, makitzim ben esam mezbech, we would use it to buy a korban olah for the mezbech on it. V'kayit zemau, what is kayit zem mezbech? Olas, it remains a korban olah. So habosol l'shem, the meat is burnt on the mezbech, and v'yoris l'kahanim, the skin of it goes to the kahanim. V'zatani kavosu Rabbi Yechanan, being right to Rabbi Yechanan, says a makabel olav lesapek salatos, somebody accepted upon himself to supply flour to the Beis HaMikdash, me'arba, of 4 soyin to the seller, like 4 pounds for the dollar. For yomdur became more expensive, now you only get 3 pounds for the dollar, mishalish. So maspek me'arba, still you have to pay him, you have to give Hegdish 4 pounds. What's going to be if you got cheaper? Mishalish, you accepted upon yourself to give 3 pounds for the dollar. The yomdu miyarba now became worth 4 pounds for the dollar. So maspek miyarba, you have to give the extra pound, you have to give the 4 for the dollar. And the klal is, shiyad hegdish al yoyna, because yad hegdish is always above. Vizel sheshninu, that's how we learned, moise nesachim kayit hamizbeach. Left over the nesachim, it goes the kayit hamizbeach. So kid said, that's this machlekes, if the berut say me, this is kodesh, or ain't a kodesh. Yeah, now the Mishnah says, Kol korbanos ha-tzibor v'ha-yochid tunu nesachim. Regular korban tzibor or korban yochid needs nesachim, means you have to bring a mincha with the korban. Chutz min ha-bechor, excluding a bechor behemo, or else v'ha-meister, a meister behemo, v'ha-pesach, a korban pesach, v'ha-chatis, and a korban chatis, even if it's shal yochid or shal tzibor, it does not need a nesachim, does not need a mincha with it. The Yoshim, who had in a korban Yoshim also, does not need Nesachim. And the Gemara will learn out the reason why, how come these korbanos do not need Nesachim, does not need a mincha with them. Elo, the dir, elo, shechatosa shel metzoro, v'yashomoi tunu Nesachim. The only time you have a chatos or an Yoshim that needs Nesachim, that's when the metzoro brings his korban chatos to his korban Yoshim, and here the pasuk says, you have to bring a mincha with it. The other Gemara says, Tana Rabbon, we're going to brace like this. The Pasuk says, the Pasuk given by Midbar Tezvel, this says, V'yasisim isha l'Hashem. The Pasuk goes on and says, Oilu ha'zevel ha'falaneder. And this is the parsha that next one it says, V'hikrev ha'makrev kavon l'Hashem, minchas elus yisaron. This is the parsha of minchas nesachim. Then you bring a korban, you also have to bring a mincha, which the mincha is a solus yisaron bolul, b'reviyas hin shaman. It's mixed up with the reviyas hin of shaman. Then the Pasuk says, V'yayin la'nesa revi'asin. You have to have the yayin also. This is called Nesachim, that comes with the korban, the mincha with the yayin. So kids, the Pasuk says, V'yasisim isha l'ashem. Someone says, Yochla, I would have thought to say, Kol oilu l'ishim, anything that's burnt on the Mizbeach, Yeitoy Nesachim, should have to have Nesachim. And maybe V'yafilu mincha, even if somebody's menadev to bring a mincha by itself without a korban, maybe also there'll be a loch that you have to have another mincha and yayin brought with it. Talmud Lema, this the pasuk says no. It says again, it says v'ikrav ha'makrav korban. It says v'yasisim isha l'Hashem. So it says oila. It says oila. Mashman has to be a korban. It has to be another mincha. Shlomim minayin. If so, maybe only a korban oila has to have nesachim brought with it. How do we know if you bring a korban shlomim that you also have to have the mincha and the yayin with it? Minayin. Talmud Lema, the pasuk says zevach. Toido, says Lashon of Oizevach. It says Isha Lashem Oilo Oizevach. So from the word Zevach, I know a Shlomim also. Stam Korban is a Shlomim. For the Gemara Toido Minayin, how do we know that even a Korban Toido also needs Nesachim? Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says Oizevach. It says an extra word Oizevach comes to include even a Korban Toido also needs his Nesachim. If so, the Gemara says Yochel, I would have thought to say Shani Marba Bimarba. Af bechor u'maisa u'pesach v'chates v'yoshem. Maybe even a bechor and a maisa and a korban pesach and a chates noshem. Maybe any korban the kids should have to have nesachim, should have to have its mincha and yayin brought with it. Talmud Lema, the pasuk says no. Lefale neder it says oy b'nedava. Lefale neder oy b'nedava. So we dashin bo benederu nedovo toy nesochem, a korban like an oler or shlomim that you could bring for neder or nedovo. He assessed this klal again that lefala neder posuk says oy benedovo. So we darshin bo benederu nedovo toy nesochem. Only korban that comes to us neder nedovo, you have to have nesochem with it. Ma'ashenkin, these kabonas of this pesach and zmais and the bechor, which is shayna born the neder, you cannot bring it with a neder and a dovo, is ainot toy nesochim. You do not have to have nesochim. That's how the Mishnah knows to say that chutz min habechor v'yamais v'yapesach v'yachatas v'oshom, that these kabonas do not have to have nesochim with it. Now the Gemara says, marsh malahoytzias elu. And the it's marsh from this posik of lefala neder and a dovo to take out these kabonas that do not come in neder and a dovo. So the chura oitzi es choyvoi sa boyes machmas a regal beregal. Chura should also exclude also that the kabonis that come by the choyvos on the regal. Oma ninu, what are these? Erlas riya vishal mechagiga. The chura, when you bring an erlas riya, since it's a choyv to bring it, or else the shal mechagiga, also I wish to say that she has no din nesachim then. Talmud Lemon, this apostate says no. Oy b'mayadechim, it says. It means to say that kol ha'bo b'moyadechem, any kabonis that has to come, machmas the regal, machmas the moyid, is toy nesochim, yes, these kabonis, the erlas riyah and the shalmech ha'gigom, with these you have to have your minchan, your nesochim, your yayin with it. Now, mashma lehovi is elu, it means mashma v'niv sukkim is coming to include these. Now, if so, all these siri chatis, maybe I should also include the siri chatis, since that comes on moyid, it comes on yomtif. So maybe also it's toy nesachim. Hoyu loboyin choyva beregel, since there's a choyv to bring it on yomtiv. Maybe also the siri regolim also needs nesachim. Talmud, this pasuk says no. Vechisasa ben boker, that we darshin in this pasuk it says vechisasa ben boker. So ben boker bechlal hoyu. Really, ben boker was in the klal, because it says at the beginning of the pasuk. Lasas veich nechoyach lashem min haboker min atzoyin. If so, why does it say again, Chisasa ben Boker? Why does the extra pasuk say again, for Chisasa ben Boker? So the key is that the ben Boker bechlal hoya. For Lom Yotza, why does it go out? Lahakishlov, to make Ekish over here, that Ma ben Boker miyuchid, just like ben Boker is special, that Bo ben Neder in the Dover, is Af Kurl, Bo ben Neder in the Dover, anything else also comes with Neder in the Dover. In other words, this comes, Lafuke, Sir Chattis. Rashi says that's this extra postic, even though the soya chatis comes lechayves haregel, but still there's an extra postic of chisasa ben boker to teach us that only nedr and adover are not achsirei chatis. Then the postic says la sois reich nichoyach lashem min haboker and min atzoyin. So the question is matamlin, what do we need this postic for? Chud said it already. So the answer is lefi shenemar. Oil says the pasuk oil a korban oila. Shemayani afilu oila soif mashmi. Even an oila soif also maybe needs nesachim. Is Talmudim? That's what the pasuk says. No min haboker and min hatzoyin. The last as we have min haboker and min hatzoyin means to say only animals you have to have nesachim with it and not with oifus. Did Rabbi Yashi? These are the words of Rabbi Yashi. Rabbi Yonis and Rabbi Yonis says no. I do not need this limud. Rather, Reuven the Pesach says Zevach v'Oif. It says the word Zevach. It says, and he holds v'Oif ain't a Zevach. A Oif Poshut is not bechlal a Zevach. Therefore, Pshita, you do not need Nesachim by Oif. Im came if so, Matan Lo. What's the Pesach saying? Min Haboker Min Atzoyin. What's the extra Pesach saying? So he holds the fish. No, the Pesach says Odom Ki Yakriv Mikem Korban Lashem Min Abehema Min Haboker Min Atzoyin. If so, Yochai would have thought to say, "Hoi Harei Alai Oila Yovi Mishneim." If somebody says Harei Alai Oila, so you have to bring from both of them. That you have to bring both the Boker and Soin, maybe for Korban Oila. Talmudim, that's what it says now. Pasuk no Min HaBoker Oi Min HaTzoin. It says Oi. That's what it says by Yos. But last, as we have Nechach Lashem Min HaBoker Oi Min HaTzoin. It comes to teach us. It's up to you. If you want to bring one, you could bring one for Korban Oila. If you want to bring both, you could bring both. For Rabbi Yonasin, lomeli, what do I need a pasuk for? Omar, he learns that he always holds Ashiport Nechakos of Yachtov. That he always says, no, unless the pasuk says Yachtov together, I know each one separately. That's Rabbi Yonasan's svar always. Says, so why would I think here that you have to bring both a tzayin and a bokor? L'chura, I would have known each one separately. So what do I need this extra pasuk for? He always says, minas svara, I know it means each one separately. Unless the pasuk says, yachtov. So Marin says, yes, itzrich. Now here we need still a special pasuk to teach us that korban oil could be brought from each one separately and not together. Because without this special pasuk, sakot ayatach amin, I would have thought to say, here looks here, since the pasuk says, Umin Hatzoin, it says the word Umin Hatzoin, command the Chsiv Yachtav Domi. Maybe that's considered as if it says it once Yachtav together. So I would have thought to say Min Hatzoin means to teach us, it says Min HaBokr Min Hatzoin, I would have thought to say you have to have both. So therefore, Kamash for now, Apostle no O, to teach us each one alone is enough. Now, I'm going to say, Rabbi Yashu, what about him? What does Rabbi Yashu do? Rabbi Yashu, the Yom, no, Afagab, Loiksev Yachtav, command the Chsiv Yachtav Domi, Liboi Kroish in the Post. According to Rabbi Yashu, Shnei the Post, also Oi, to teach us a carbonyl, each one separately. So how could he use the word Oi to teach us that Oifis have no Nesachim, the Chur would need the word Oi to teach us that he could bring a carbonyl, each one separately. So Marin says, Chaksir, the Post says, Im Oila Carbonyl min HaBokor, V'yim min HaTzoyin Carbonyl. It just says clearly that a carbonyl could be brought separately, either from a bokor or else minatzoin. So I do not need the pasuk in my midbar, but I have a pasuk here in Vayikra that teaches this. V'iduch, the other man, the Amos, what does Rabbi Yashi, what does Rabbi Yonasan do? V'iduch, itzrach, no, still need a pasuk. Sakot as chimin, I would have thought to say, hanin mili b'mefarish. When do I say the svarv in mefarish separately? If you say clearly you want to bring a korban oila from a bokor, av will be stomach. When you bring it, say I want to bring a lay oila. Stam, laisi, mitavayim, maybe you have to bring bros. Kamash v'lon, that's when another person teaches us, even when you menadev to bring a korban oil, stam, also it means only one and not two. Do not have to bring both, a bokor and a tzoyin, but rather either one is enough. Alright, we'll stop here.